AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. Some in Congress are upset with Donald Trump for first pushing the birther movement, which claimed President Obama was not born in the U.S., and now claiming he has ended it by saying Barack Obama was born in the United States. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore says that's insulting.
This is not just about degrading the reputation of Barack Obama. It's about degrading the American dream for all African Americans.
President Obama was asked his reaction.
I was pretty confident about where I was born. I think most people were as well. My hope would be that the presidential election reflects more serious issues than that.
There's more on the latest leak of emails written by a former Secretary of State.
In a private email exchange last year, leaked this week by hackers, former Secretary of State Colin Powell discussed Israel's nuclear weapons capability with a friend, saying the country has 200 warheads. Though Israel is widely believed to have developed nukes decades ago, it has never declared itself to be a nuclear state. The existence of its weapons program is considered classified information by both the Israeli and U.S. governments. Ross Simpson, Washington.
Two Fort Worth, Texas police officers have been shot and wounded. Police Sergeant Mark Povero says the two were responding to a call about a possible suicide.
Someone else inside the house did say that there was a possible witness to this shooting. That person was outside in the backyard in a shed. When officers went to the shed to locate that person and to speak with that person, they received gunfire from inside of the shed.
One officer is in critical condition. In another incident Friday night, officials say two police officers and four civilians were wounded in a wild shootout in West Philadelphia. A suspect has been shot and killed. This is AP Radio News. So many people are registering drones and applying for drone pilot licenses that the FAA is contemplating the possibility of millions of unmanned aircraft soon crowding the nation's skies.
Federal Aviation Administration Director Earl Lawrence says 550,000 drones have been registered with the agency in the 9 months since the registration process was created. New registrations are coming in at a rate of 2,000 a day. Officials concede there's no way to know how many unregistered drones are in use.
AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley. A judge has ruled against Bobby Christina Brown's partner, Nick Gordon, in a wrongful death lawsuit filed by her estate. But the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel reports the decision doesn't answer any of the questions surrounding her mysterious death.
There have been claims that he was the reason that she ended up drugged and face down in the bathtub where she was found unresponsive, but Gordon has never been charged with the crime.
Investigators haven't been able to determine exactly how she died. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.